Blog Talk Radio.
This is George Gamond, and welcome to the show. I mean, let you listen to the music for a moment. So how are you? It's Thursday, almost the weekend. This week has been kind of going a little slow for me. I'm back. I wasn't here yesterday. I had some personal things to take care of, but I'm back today. We're back onto our theme, which is about love. And on Tuesday's show, Tuesday show. I'm trying to remember what day was it? What day is it today? Right. Yes. Okay. We talked a little bit about relationships. So we're back to relationships again. So, and as the heading was, you know, your ancestors, those in your family line, those who've been around for a long time, let them speak to you. And let them give you messages. And also my spirit guides, your spirit guides, my spirit guides, let them give you messages about relationships, love and relationships. I kind of got back into this, and I do a psychic work on a psychic line, and it's a really good line. It's about 99 cents a minute, 99 cents a minute, a dollar a minute, basically, right? But so, and a lot of the calls I get are on usually two subjects, money or relationships. And if I had my choice, I would talk about relationships any day of the week, because I've done a lot of work on relationships over the years, a lot of classes, a lot of schooling, a lot of books, all about relationships. So I have some thoughts on relationships, and I kind of look up information on relationships, what works, what doesn't work, what do we have to do in a relationship, you know. I've been divorced, went into a rebound relationship, just all kinds of problems. But I've come out of it, and I've learned. And every time I go through a relationship, I kind of go, ooh, well, maybe I could have done this. I'm kind of self-analysis. And then plus, obviously, I let my spirit guides, my spirit group, the Adonis group, talk about relationships. So I listed readings if you want to get a hold of me, because you know this is supposed to be like brief and to the point and real quick, but if you want more of an extensive look at love and relationships, and contact me. So it's $10 for 15 minutes. You go to the messenger.info and reach me through that. I think you can reach me through the page here. I think my Facebook page and my website, I think that's listed there too. You have to double check, right? And it's $20 for 30 minutes. That's a good deal. Usually it's a dollar a minute, but I'll give you a little bit of a break. That's nice of me, right? Yeah, nice guy, right? Okay, yeah, sure. But, so we'll talk about love and relationships, and we'll get onto that subject of, well, why talk about it? Why? And, you know, 5 o'clock in the morning, 6 o'clock in the morning, I take my dog out, and I go back to bed, and that's about the time that spirit chats with me about everything, you know, whatever the subject they want to talk about. And it was about relationships. So I don't see any callers, and there's nobody in the chat room. And so kind of like putting this out there to the world to maybe listen later. So maybe what I should do is let my spirit guides talk to you about relationships. So I'll channel, I'll go away, get into the background a little bit. I don't know if you've ever watched anybody channel. If you want to know more about it, let me know. And I channel for groups too, or I channel for you. If you have a issue, if you prefer me to channel the messages, I can do that. I love doing that. So I'm going to go away, and I'll let my spirit guides, the spirit group, Adonis, teachers, masters, and most of them have lived upon the earth. I'm pretty sure they have. I think they said that. Yes. Okay. They give me a yes. Okay. So heads up, thumbs up. So let me go back into the background, let them talk to you about relationships, love and relationships. We thought that George would never let us in again. Well, he does from time to time. He lets us speak to you and directly, and we love the opportunity to do it this way. It's much easier. There's no distractions. He's not being distracted by things around him. He goes into a light trance, or we take him into a light trance is a better way of describing it. And so that's what it's all about. He's been doing this for a long time, so it's pretty easy to take him under, put him in the background, and let us speak to you about whatever is the topic for the day. The topic is love and relationships. The basic ingredient of humanity is love. Love is that energy that you came with you to express to others in a lifetime. Love is the binding element between all things. You would say the glue. You would say the connecting element, the connecting energy between all life is love. Now, sometimes people cut it off, and we won't go there and why people cut that off. And we won't go there and why that's going to happen. So we will say to you that we want to emphasize the idea of why relationships are so important, as in love. Why are they so important? What is the benefit of a good relationship? Well, it magnifies your love. As we were talking to George earlier today, we talked about the synergy of two people, the two people coming together and merging in a unit, merging in a relationship. You're both bringing your strengths and your weaknesses into a relationship, and you're merging together. And normally you are attracted to people that have strengths and probably in areas where you may have weaknesses. So the merging of the two, and with the merging of you two together makes a stronger unit, makes a more powerful unit. And that's why you have relationships. You know, you could have bigger relationships, you could have family relationships, you could have larger dynamics of family relationships and siblings and parents, where you come together and the synergy of all of you just makes it for a magnificent relationship of getting a lot done. And so that the glue that we talked about, the love that comes in, it pulls you together, it pulls you closer together. And then the synergy between you, that merging of energies, that merging of attributes and qualities and abilities and talents, makes for a very powerful unit to accomplish a lot. Now, as an individual, you have talents and abilities, but you still need, well, let's give you this example. If you're in a business, right? You start a business. Don't you need to bring on people in your business that have certain abilities that you don't have? Perhaps you're not a very good accountant. Maybe you're not very good at paperwork. Maybe you're very skillful, but paperwork is not your thing. So you bring in people that can do that. So in a business is much like a relationship. It's a little different, of course. The relationship has that love factor, that bonding factor, that desire to continue together through difficulties. So that's the benefit. There's other benefits, of course. You know, you want to create a family. You want to develop a family unit. That's one of the reasons for a relationship. So you have relationships for a lot of reasons, but the primary reason is love. You just feel that attraction to somebody. You feel that energy between you and somebody. If you've met people in the past, or instantly you start talking to them, and you just connect. You just feel comfortable with them. It's a total stranger. You know, it could be of the same sex or the opposite sex, but you just start to communicate it. It feels natural. It feels comfortable. And there's a lot of reasons for that. You could say the chemistry between two people, the energy between two people, whatever the chemical balance between two people. And we would say that in many cases, there's a lot of past lives together where you've got to know each other's souls. And so the souls recognize another soul. So two souls who are encased in a human form meet each other again. We'll use the word again because you know each other. The souls know the other souls. There's instant identity between souls. even though they're in the human form. And so you completely identify with that person. Now, sometimes the purpose of the soul's meeting is just for that brief moment in time. Sometimes souls meet for longer periods of time, as in a relationship. But you might say that, and we can say that, we'll use the right terminology here for you, that before you came into a lifetime, you've agreed to, and you've had agreements or contracts with various souls to play various roles in your life. Let's say parents, siblings, friends, and partners, relationships, romantic relationships, marriage relationships. Sometimes they're very brief. They're there to kind of spur you on, to show you something that perhaps you want something a little differently. But we would say that to you that relationships, those intense relationships that develop into a long-term relationship, is something that has developed long before you met in the human form. They're there. So you meet somebody, boom. Yes, you meet that partner. You could say it's destiny. You could say it's something that's been pre-written, pre-described that will happen that way. So that's what relationships. It's two souls getting back together to share with each other. Now, it's interesting if the two souls are willing to go through the process of what you call past life regressions together. You will experience a lot of the same things. You'll go back to the same lifetimes together. You will experience each other in various lifetimes. And you can even go back to where your original place, your spirit home, and experience that together and know what that was like. You can do that. But we're not telling you to do that, or we're not suggesting you do that, but there. Your connection with another person that you feel so strongly about, it's not an accident. It's not a coincidence. It's something that was established way before you came into a lifetime. And it was intended. It had a purpose. And part of that now is to discover what that purpose is. What is your purpose with that person? Is it to marry that person? Is it to engage in some kind of other form of relationship together? Is it a casual relationship? So that's the excitement about him being a human, isn't it? You get to engage with people, and then you get to discover the extent of your relationship. And you shouldn't be disappointed if it's a short period, because that was the intent. It was to learn something. It was to take your life a little bit further, a little different direction. So what we would say to you is that relationships are absolutely of vital importance to humans. Various types of relationships, but we're talking about the romantic, love-based, friendship-based relationships. They're necessary. They should never be taken for granted. They should be nurtured. They should be expanded. They should deeply be appreciated for what they are and for what they do for you. And you should be honored to have those relationships. Now, we're not going to continue much more on this. George has some articles that he wants to cover on relationships. We just want to emphasize to you that, yes, it's part of your nature. It's part of who you are as a human to have those relationships. And you wrote out those relationships. You designed those relationships, you and the other souls, before you came into a human form to accomplish certain things. So discover those relationships. Find out what they're about, why you're together, and what's the purpose. It could be for a year. It could be 30 years. It could be a month. But each relationship is special, teaches you something. It gives you something. And the prime thing for a relationship is what it enhances that capacity to love. It brings up that love energy. And the more a love energy that you're able to bring up within you, the closer you are to fulfilling your life purpose and achieving your life purpose, because your life purpose comes from a state of love. And if you feel that love for another person, another soul, another individual, that enhances that ability within you to manifest and create the life you want because you're living from that vibration. So go into relationships with the capacity to love and the desire to grow it and develop it, whether it be a year, 6 months, a week, or 30 years. Realize that love is what you're there to do so that you can love yourself more. You can love what you do, love your purpose, love the things that you will achieve in lifetimes. You know, we're reminding George about certain famous people on your planet who are very, very successful. And if you look at their lives, you will see that they had very significant relationships with a partner, and that the partner stood by their side and worked together, and they achieved. They filled in those blanks in each other's lives. They gave balance to each other so that the synergy of two people could achieve greatness. So we're back to that. So that's what you do. That's why you have relationships. Live with them, enjoy them, experience them, and grow them. Thank you for listening. Bye. Give me a second here. I got some callers. I know it was my spirit guides talking about relationships and the value of relationships. Now, that's the funny thing about when I channel like this. I normally don't remember what I talked about, so don't ask me what they said. I don't. Some of it will come back. What they want me to know will come back. So I have some callers. I have 504-215 and a 415 number. So again, we're talking about relationships, not about what's going to happen and when it's going to happen, but it's more about, yeah, what you need to do. You know, it's how more than when, because when is really up to you. Believe it or not, when is up to you. That's what Spirit was telling me this morning. The when part really is more of our deciding that we want to do the things that we need to do to achieve a relationship we want. That makes sense. I don't know. Okay, let me take a couple calls. Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Mary Lou.
Hi. Hi, Mary Lou. How are you?
I'm good. Your conversation is right on point for my life today.
That's my sister's name. My sister passed a few years ago, but that was her name, Mary Lou. So you have you brought a little soft spot to my heart with your name, Mary Lou. Okay, well, moving right along here. I went, aw, it's an aw moment. So what's going on with you?
Thinking about relationships, and that's what you were talking about. So I would love to know what I need to do to move forward with my relationships life,
said. What's the problem? Let's
I
first
don't
identify
know.
The problem. You don't
if I
know.
Hear the
So what do you
problem,
want? Well, do you know? Well, let me ask you a question then, and I'm trying to listen to Spirit as we go through this conversation, so that I get their advice or their thoughts on this. And I'm not trying to be a counselor. What do you want? I guess that was the question I'm getting: is what do you want from a relationship? What are you looking for in a relationship?
Well, for them to be present, for one.
Well, the criteria, that's so that present means somebody. What do you mean by present? Define that for me.
Available.
So you've had a problem with availability with partners.
Yeah.
So you're attracting the wrong people.
I don't know.
Well, obviously. Well, let's put it this way. I mean, honestly, and we'll go through this quickly because I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this because I had other callers and not my intent to not to get a whole lot of time on these. So you want to know what you need to do, right? I'll give you a very simple answer, and you may like it, you may not like it. Okay, because this is intent that you need to figure out exactly what you want. If what does it mean for somebody to be present? What do you mean by available? What kind of person are you looking for? And you have to start to attract those kind of people and go to where those people are at. You have to put that as your criteria, that I need somebody who will respond to me, who will listen. I think being present and available means listening to some degree, doesn't it?
Okay.
People who aren't a partner who isn't so preoccupied in their own life that they're not willing to share their life with somebody else, right? That's what you're looking for.
Yeah.
But that's society has that problem now. People are so preoccupied with their own lives, which is, you know, normal, that it's not even about being selfish. It's all about just, I got so much stuff going on, I can't spend time with you. I find that. I've seen that. So it's making yourselves available. So what do? You just put it out to the universe, or put it out there exactly what you want, as in a relationship. Kind of describe it for yourself and put it out there. And what kind of people are you attracting? What do they do? What is their occupations?
Artists.
Okay, so they're very busy. I had one of my clients years ago that we got into this a lot, and she finally met the right man. She found out she was attracting these high-powered business, a very lovely woman, very successful on her own, but she was attracting these high-powered businessmen, okay, successful businessmen. And she wanted men who were present and available, but obviously if they're working 60 to 70 hours a week and preoccupied, they didn't have a lot of time for her. So I told her, look, and Spirit said, okay, you need to find some salt of the earth guys, 8 to 5 guys, just 8 to 5 men who are successful, but they can leave their work behind at the evenings or on the weekend. They're not working 7 days a week, 12 hours a day. So maybe the approach is the kind of person you're trying to meet who aren't so preoccupied with their occupation and their thing that they have time for other things. It's a time thing, really. Think about that. Just think about, maybe I need to start attracting men who have a normal job, an 8 to 5 job, who can leave their work behind at the end of the day and spend time with me, who aren't preoccupied with schedules where they're working 24/7. Think about that one for a while, and it works. Okay? Okay?
All right. Thanks.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye.
Now, that's a common problem for men, too, and I've seen it. And I'm still in the dating world and out there a little bit, and that I meet women that you want to go out, but they don't have any time for it. And it's not always about work, because most of the women I meet are closer to retirement age, but it's the children, the grandchildren, the civic activities, and if you want to be in a relationship, you need to give time to a relationship, men and women. And that's probably the emphasis that one of the articles I was going to talk about talks about, is the idea that you need to go in with the idea that, oh, we need time for this. We need time to develop a relationship. We can't meet once a month, or we can't meet, you know, on a rare occasion when you have a little bit of time you can schedule for a relationship. No, if you go into a relationship, and men need to realize this as much as women, that you know what? If you want to meet somebody, if you want a partner, you have to give it time. You have to give it, you know, it can't be just once a week. Oh, we can talk on the phone for a few minutes, but I got to go. Okay. So that's my point. And so you kind of put that criteria out there. If you're on a dating site, or if you're meeting people, hey, this is what I'm looking for. I need somebody who's available, who isn't so preoccupied. Now, they could go, oh, but I'm busy and I'm making lots of money. Well, you know, maybe their value system is different. Your value system is a relationship. Of course, money, you know, career are important, but it's your value system. So you're not matching value systems. If this is my value system, I want to devote time to a relationship. When you meet people, I want to devote time for a relationship. I want us to be able to spend time together on weekends or in the evenings. Not absorbing all of your time, but quality time where we can get to know each other and be present for each other. And you put that out there right away. Boom. If you go in with that attitude, you'll meet the right people. Now, as I say these things, I'm really listening to the Spirit. I'm not trying to be a counselor. I'm not trying to look into a book somewhere and says, oh, relationships, this is step 3 and 4. I'm just listening, and they're telling me to tell you this. I'm kind of quasi-channeling as I do this, so that you have to understand that. I'm not trying to be the expert relationship guy per se, but it's really more about what the universe has to say. Okay, 215, let me take a call. And then we'll get into some articles about. I have this really cool article. It's from Psychology Today on 8 Keys to Healthy Relationships. I thought that was really kind of cool. By William Meek, PhD. And then another article is from Lifehack. From, I don't know, Dustin Wack, Wax. 10 Keys to Successful Romantic Relationships. I like that. And then if I have another article, it's on 8 Unrealistic Expectations of Men of Women. I thought that was kind of a, well, this is written from a woman's point of view of what men's unrealistic expectation of women. And I think you guys will agree with this for the most part, won't you? Okay, as I get into it, let's see if I have time for all that. Let me take a call. It's 215. Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
Fine. Who am I speaking to?
You're talking to Susan.
Well, hi, Susan. How is life for Susan these days?
Oh, pretty good. Thank you very much for asking. My question is not about a relationship. My question is, I got contacted by a lawyer.
Okay, but Susan, today's show is about relationships and love. I really didn't want to deviate into other areas. I want to focus on relationships and love today. So, okay? I'm sure there's a lot of other psychics, you know, intuitives out there that'll talk to you about that. Okay, thank you. Bye. I'm not trying to be rude to people. I just want to focus on a certain area. I mean, some other day we will talk about work or so forth. But I like this. To me, this is more fun. To me, this is more interesting. It's about helping people grow relationships and developing better relationships with everybody. You know, relationships are not just focused on that love partner. It could be your siblings. It could be your boss. It could be your neighbors. It could be anybody in your life. And a lot of these principles apply to whatever relationship you're trying to develop. It could be your parents. Or your children, right? That's a little different dynamic, your children, but it's developing relationships. So when I get through these points, you can apply most of them to most relationships, your coworkers, right? Ooh, yeah, those can be tough sometimes. So let me get into an article or two about love and relationships. And as Spirit said earlier, okay, well, let's just do the one from Psychology Today, 8 Keys to Healthy Relationships. This is about 3 years old, but hey, it's appropriate, right? Absolutely appropriate. We've been dealing with relationships for thousands of years as humans, for ever since we kind of started coming out of the caves and talking to each other. Okay, so 8 keys to healthy relationships. Now, you can apply this to romance. To some degree, you could apply this to just friendships, right? You know, you can tone it down to a friendship or somebody you work with. Taking interest is step number one. People in healthy relationships take interest in one another. This is usually done in a variety of ways, from asking how someone is doing, and not just in a small talk, passing on the street kind of way, inviting them to do things or asking deeper questions about how they experience something rather than just what they did. So you can see how that applies not just to your partner of getting involved and into a deeper conversation, but it could be coworkers, it could be parents, it could be anyone, your neighbors. It's just about taking interest, showing interest in other people. That's how you develop healthy relationships. And I think that's really fascinating because I've read about individuals who are very good at this. And they're very good about walking into a room and talking to people and treating that person like that they're the only person in the room and that they want to know everything about that person. You know, obviously can't spend all that time with them, but that they're sincerely interested in that person and they get the feedback. Now, they're really good politicians will do that, believe it or not, where they can walk into a room and start talking to people and really get to know what the person's thinking about and feeling on a subject and get acceptance that way. Not all are that way, but the really good ones who really get things done really get into the depth of people they're talking to, their constituents. Okay. Number two, acceptance and respect. This means accepting what we have come to know about the other person and continue to treat him or her with respect. When we really get to know someone, we find out things that are not so good about them, but they find out the same about us. Yeah, little skeletons coming out of the closet, right? Yeah, stuff comes up. Continuing to hold the other person in a positive light and being held in a positive light too. So that's kind of that mutual respect, that mutual acceptance, where you see, I got flaws and you got flaws, but we're going to look at the positive. We're going to look at the positive aspects of each other, right? Our essential practices in healthy relationships. Additionally, people in the happiest relationships also talk favorably about each other in social situations. Does that make sense? And also try to honor the preferences the other person has for things. Yeah, the differences, honoring the differences. You know, they don't like certain kind of music, so you're not going to play a lot of this certain kind of music, right? You're with somebody, you got the radio on in the car, and you're driving with somebody, and they hate country music. You're not necessarily going to play country music. You find something that you both can agree on. Ooh, what a concept, right? What a concept. And that's in relationships, partners. It's with people you work with, friends. You agree to positive in people. You know, I had a friend and what I went to groups with, and one of the things that was brought out, because she had a boss that she really disliked, really found very difficult to work for. And she had this kind of animosity towards her boss, but she needed to work there. She needed a job. She didn't want to quit. So what was the advice that she's given? Well, the advice that she was, it wasn't me, but I was part of a group, and I took this to heart. That the advice was, start looking for the good in that person. Try to find what's good about that person, even if they're well organized. And appreciate the fact that they're well organized. Appreciate the fact they're very diligent and very important for them to develop this business, and start sending them love based on what the positive you see in somebody. And she started to do that. And their relationship shifted, because she started to look for the positive in that person, and it flipped around, and then that person started to see the positive in her, and they developed a better working relationship. They didn't become best friends and, you know, vacation in Hawaii together or anything, but they developed a much better working relationship by one person putting it out there, looking for the good, sending love, looking for something positive. Now, obviously, there's some people out there you go, ugh, I'll never find anything positive. But, you know, maybe you shouldn't be that environment, right? Okay, number three. I could spend an hour on this because I love this stuff. It's so fascinating to me about human relationships and why we're with some people and why we're not. That chemistry thing, right? But also how to make it work when it's not working. Especially if you're forced into a situation with somebody, not talking a romantic partner necessarily, but a job situation or an in-law, right? How to make it work with somebody that you're kind of going, oh, I can't put up with this person much longer. And that's one of the points that the article is talking about, is look for the good. Look for the positive in somebody. And that'll turn around. Turn it around if you just keep positive. And as it said in the article, don't go around complaining about somebody all the time to everybody you meet. Oh, that's such a jerk. I work for this jerk. He's a horrible human being. He's just terrible. No, look for the positive. I know it's hard sometimes. Some people push our buttons, and it's not easy to say, oh, I really like this person because of this and this and that. Don't highlight the bad. Okay, I got a caller. 561, then we'll get back to this article on... What was it on? Oh, from Psychology Today on 8 Keys to Healthy Relationships. We did 1 and 2. I don't know if we'll get through all of these. These are fun stuff. The third one is positive regard, but we'll do that in a minute. And make a call. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you. Who am I speaking to?
This is Lena.
Lena, what's going on today? What's your question about relationships?
Well, it's funny you talk about relationships, because I just started a job a month ago, and I am like really contemplating looking for a new job. You know, in the meantime, I've got to try and make the best out of it. So I'm going to use some of these tactics that you're talking about. So,
oh, good, excellent.
I mean, it's, you know, so it's nothing that's really that bad at the, you know, with the people. It's just so much. It's more the work. I'm really overqualified for the work that I'm doing. So I know eventually that I'm going to get very bored unless they want to promote me, but I don't see any. I don't even. Do you think they might promote me that I won't have to leave?
But that's about you asking. That's about you promoting. That's about you getting yourself and showing them they're willing to do more. It's about really campaigning to do more, isn't it? It's about a willingness to take on responsibility. You know, what else can I do? I'd love to take on more responsibility. Show me, you know, what else can I do? I have all this experience. Let me use it. Kind of attitude. Yeah, they can do it. They'll do it. But you have to, you can't just sit back and wait for them to do it. Sometimes they need to know that you're assertive enough to want it. Okay?
That's true.
It's got to be assertive. You can't, because if you settle into a job and they think you're content doing what you're doing and you're not, it's, you're going to suffer, and eventually they're going to let you go anyway, because you're not, your heart's not into it, right?
Yeah, that's true.
So you need to be more assertive about, not aggressive, but assertive about, yeah, I got all this this experience and this background. I'd love to be able to take on more responsibility. What else can I do?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go for it.
All right, you'll get it. All right, bye.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye. That's tough sometimes, but it happens. And when I was in management for years, and I really did appreciate people that wanted more responsibility, that would seek more responsibility, even if it was outside the department I was managing, that they would seek and apply for positions of more responsibility. I had to honor those people and go, wow, you're going for it. I had a few people like that. You know, I hated to leave the department, but I knew that they were trying to grow and expand themselves into a new position. And so that was a beautiful thing. So you have to sometimes be assertive and say, hey, you know what? This is my background. This is what I've done. Take on responsibility. Sometimes you can take on responsibilities. Okay, here I go again. Off on a whole different tangent, right? But that's all right. You can take on responsibilities as long as you're not stepping on somebody else's toes, to show that you can be more responsible, or you can assist other people who are having problems and assisting them with what they do. I know people can be difficult in that thing. They can take all the credit and all that. We won't go there. We'll leave it alone. So let's get back to this whole article about developing better relationships. Positive regard is the next step, okay? People in healthy relationships tend to see negative things the other person has done as honest mistakes due to difficult circumstances. Isn't that kind of like walking in the other person's shoes a little bit? You have a tendency to think as a negative thing or a mistake is an honest mistake or due to difficult circumstances. Oh, they had a tough childhood. Yeah, I know a little bit about this person, and their mother was very abusive, or their father was very abusive, and I know they're really trying to make, you know, a better life for themselves. So instead of being all negative about them, okay, let me continue on with the article. And attribute positive things as a result of the other person just being a good person due to hard work or positive character traits. Look for the positive again. One more time, it's looking for the positive and not amplifying the negative. Now, sometimes negative people, negative situations can impact your life. So obviously there's room to kind of, well, okay, make adjustments. I guess that's the word for it. You know, like, okay, distance yourself from that. You know, staying away from totally negative people. If you don't see anything really contributing in a positive way, kind of a little contradictory to this article, but yeah, there is that. Okay, you know, the psychic vampires out there. Meeting basic needs. The basic needs that everyone has in relationships are companionships, affection, and emotional support. Now you can move this more into a relationship between, you know, partners or maybe even in a family. Emotional support. People in healthy relationships are focused on meeting these as well as other needs that the other person has. Now that's compassion. And we're going to use the word compassion here. You can love somebody. You can have a deep love for somebody. But the compassionate part is seeing that the person has needs and being able to work to help them fulfill those needs so that companionship, affection, and emotional support are there to help that person in their life. No, everybody has, and this article talks about basic relationship needs and they don't get into it, but yeah, it's compassion. Seeing a person has needs and see where you can fill in. You know, it's like Spirit talked about that filling in the missing parts of your own life, the areas that you're not necessarily good at, that your partner, your relationship can fill those in to make a better relationship, right? And you might want to think about, if you're thinking about developing a relationship, what do you need? What is it in another person that might assist you in your life? Okay, you're not a good cook, so maybe having a relationship with somebody who's a good cook might be a benefit. I'm kind of going light and fluffy here a little bit, but it's that could be important. You love food, but you're not a good cook, right? So having a partner, a relationship with somebody who's a good cook, that could fill a need, right? Maybe you're not as organized as you would like to be, but having a partner that's a little bit more organized. Maybe you're not the most affectionate person in the world, but having a partner who's affectionate, that opposites attract sort of thing, helps to balance that out, opens you up to be more affectionate. Maybe you're not as generous as you need to be you could be in your life, maybe for whatever reasons, and having a partner who's very generous with, you know, material and emotional things can open you up. As long as you realize in your own life that I could be a little more generous, but I need some help that way. Be open to it. Okay. Number six is pretty much close to, number five, positive interactions. Research shows that relationships are the most satisfying when they are quantitatively more positive interactions with the other person than negative. For some relationships, there may be a large number of negative interactions. Thinking about the boss thing again, you know. Oh, but as long as the number of positive interactions is a lot higher, satisfaction will remain high. For more of the, okay, so it talks about basic communication, the basis of communication, the positive interactions. That positive interactions. You got to examine your relationships with other people. Is it more positive interactions with them or negative? And how can you change that? How can you put on the positive? Be a force for good, a force for love, a force for positive interactions and mitigating the negative interactions with somebody. And that changes the dynamics of a relationship, doesn't it? It's cool stuff. Oh, I'm almost out of time. Oh my goodness, this went by so quickly. Well, we'll do more of this on tomorrow. I'm kind of into this stuff, relationships and how to develop stronger relationships. Now, if you want a reading, if you want me to get a little bit further and have Spirit talk to you a little bit more about this, you can contact me through the messenger, and I put the prices up in the chat room and all that sort of things if you're interested in getting a little bit more into it. I kind of got and I hear that 90. I get a little 90-second signal and a 60-second signal. I kind of start to wrap up a little bit. But we'll talk more about relationships. I love talking about relationships in this context of how can we develop better relationships? How can we find those better relationships? You have to know what you want. You have to look at yourself. Self-examination first, as I was talking about. Really knowing what your needs are and being able to find people that help balance you. But also the main thing is, where's that soul connection? Finding those soul connections that Spirit talked about. Just knowing when you meet somebody, there's just great communication. But asking for it. Ask the universe. Ask God, Spirit. I want to meet a great soul connection. Boom, done. Okay, it's been fun. I will be back tomorrow. We'll do something very similar. Love you guys. Talk to you soon. Bye.